There will be no wedding band, no ceremony, no awkward toasts. But a week from today, a number of same-sex couples in Washington will get married with zero effort. That's when the state deadline hits to automatically convert most domestic partnerships into marriages. As of this morning, more than 6,600 couples are still registered as domestic partners. But this looming deadline has spurred many couples into action, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Seattle couple Jenny Laird and Elise Gautama have been together 18 years. When it came to their wedding, Laird says they wanted to choose the date.
I don't think either one of us wanted to just wake up one morning and be married after waiting so long.
The couple got married in late May, about a month ahead of the state's cutoff to convert their domestic partnership to marriage. Now that same-sex marriage is legal in Washington, these partnerships are no longer needed, and the law allows the state to convert most of them to marriages on June 30th. However, the state will still offer domestic partnerships for people 62 and older, regardless of gender. That's because seniors risk losing certain retirement benefits if they marry. Before Laird and her wife tied the knot, they also weighed some drawbacks, like with taxes and some hefty student debt. But Laird says it was well worth it to celebrate their marriage with friends and family.
I don't think really knew how much that would mean to us until we did it, and it was just great and overwhelming.
Laird says there is one small thing they'd like to carry over from their domestic partnership. That's the official card the state gave them as legal proof of their relationship. It helped them out a few times.
You know, they don't give you a card when you get married, and so we're thinking, should we carry our marriage license around? We're not sure.
Last March, the state sent notifications to about 7,500 couples registered as domestic partners. Many have updated their status. But officials expect some people will still be caught off guard to find themselves suddenly married, even though they never said, "I do." I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.